If you use a sleep apnea machine or mechanical ventilator, there's a chance you may need to get it replaced. Millions of Philips products are being urgently recalled following the revelation that foam used to dampen the sound in 14 models could leach into airways and potentially cause cancer. CLM Sleep in Murray Bridge has been working with customers to get their machines replaced. Owner Mun Wai Choi joins me now to discuss. Hi there. How are you, Choi?
I'm great. Thank you, Jenny.
So tell us about this recall. What does it mean for consumers?
Right. So this recall has been a bit of a debacle on the Philips side of things. What it means to customers is that they will need to have their devices corrected. So it's basically what it is. It's a product defect recall at a consumer level. So as you've mentioned earlier, that Philips have discovered that there is this piece of foam used as a sound dampening material that could degrade over time. And I guess the risk of that is the potential of the foam breaking down and having these particulates circulating in the motor and potentially being ingested by consumers. And what's more concerning as well is that they've also detected certain levels of VOC, so volatile organic compounds, that can be off-gassed as part of the degradation process. So hence, that's why the Philips has been working closely with the TGA, who regulates, you know, all medical devices in Australia, to put out a recall to urge customers to register and have their devices corrected as soon as possible.
And which devices are we talking about?
So it dates back 10 years, Jenny, believe it or not. So we're talking about Philips devices that have been manufactured, way before June, and this dates back to your 60 series, your old style Philips automatic machines, fixed pressure machines, and obviously the most recent ones, the DreamStation series. So in fact, all serial numbers in Australia have been deemed with a potential defect, and we're strongly urging consumers to step forward now, those who own a Philips machines, to register. And on the registration portal, it will inform the consumer as to whether their serial number is affected or not.
Oh, right. So that's on the Philips website then?
That's correct. That's correct.
And you've been working with consumers, I'm sure, who are a little concerned about this. What's it been like at CLM Sleep in Murray Bridge?
Oh, it's been a bit of a mixed bag, to be quite honest. We have consumers that are concerned, of course, with the recall, and some obviously have been okay to a degree, where they are quite happy to wait for their device to be corrected, and obviously some consumers are obviously concerned, and we're paying more special care towards them as well. So it's been quite a mixed bag of consumers coming through. But we're trying our best at the moment to prioritize everyone. In fact, the ones that who are on current therapy, who are new to therapy, and making sure that everyone still gets a personalized care from us.
Yeah, because Choi, I imagine, you know, people will need to weigh up the carcinogen risk with the need to use these life-saving devices. So, you know, I hear just stopping using the equipment may not necessarily be the best avenue to go in for everyone.
Yes, that's right. And I quote this from TGA and Philips, and, you know, some of the various recommendations published around the world that, you know, I mean, whilst there's the risk, or very small risk, in fact, you know, as reported by Philips, and there's only been very small cases, I should say, that has potentially caused some irritation, but no significant harm has been reported to date. So what it is that the consumers they have to really be well aware of not only the risk of the foam degrading over time, but be well informed of their own condition as well. So, you know, going a night or two nights without therapy, you know, starts affecting their sleep. The risk of probably getting into an accident is probably way higher than say, you know, potentially inhaling a small particulate from the foam breaking down. So in that respect, you know, the various health organizations, in fact, including the Australian regulatory body TGA, has mentioned that, you know, any idea or any sort of intention of cessation of therapy or stopping therapy should be discussed in conjunction with a medical practitioner, more so a sleep physician, who will be able to guide them at best in terms of where their risk is at with the sleep apnea and what is the potential risk that the machine could bring on in respect to their health long term.
Choi is with me from CLM Sleep in Murray Bridge. We're talking about millions of Philips products being recalled, sleep apnea machines and mechanical ventilators. Obviously, people should be registering and checking if their ventilator or a machine is being affected on the Philips website, or have a chat with you if they don't have the internet. But do you know much about the turnaround for the new devices, or when Philips will be able to fix some of these machines?
Yeah, so we've been informed, latest news is that we've been informed that because these machines are not made locally in Australia, they're all manufactured in America under the Philips Respironics brand. So all these machines, in fact, are imported from America into Australia. So they are anticipating about close to about 50,000 corrected machines to land in Australia sometime this month, end of this month, early next month. So the first batch of, you know, registrants will have obviously immediate access to some of these machines. And what they're saying is that potentially most of the machines will be replaced like for like, so consumers don't have to learn a new system again. So the fix will be quite immediate. The correction will be quite immediate. And there'll be a big handful of repair kits as well, where some older style machines will be repaired instead of replaced. So it's really essential that consumers really go ahead and register, because, you know, and be in the queue, because as soon as these machines land, they'll have the opportunity to basically have their machine corrected very quickly. Yeah.
Well, good to hear about that. And it sounds like it has caused a bit of chaos for your organisation. So I'm glad to hear that you'll have resolution soon and good news for your customers.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks so much for your time today, Choi.
No problems. Thank you, Jenny.